Good morning. It's Annie here, and it's the 30th of January 2022. Let's just take a minute or two to come together. So gently closing your eyes, taking a couple of slow deep breaths. Breathing in calm and relaxation. Breathing out any stress, tension. Breathing in calm and relaxation. Breathing out stress and tension. Anything that's ready to go. Just having a sense of coming home to yourself and home to your body. I'm going to be talking about the numerology for February. February is an 8 month. If we add together the year number, 2022, which adds up to 6, if we add that to February, which is another 2, it makes it 8, turns the 6 into 8. So that's how we calculate the global year number. And to calculate your own personal year number, adding together the day of your birth with the month of your birth. So if you were born on, say, the 23rd, 2 and 3 is 5. If you were born, say, November, that's 11, then you add on 2 to that. 2 and 3 is 5, 2 is 7. And then you add it to the year number, 6. And if it comes to a double digit, reduce it to a single digit. That tells you what year number you're in. And as we go through the personal months, I'll be telling each person, telling you what month that therefore means you're in. But basically, when you add, you simply add the 2 of the month that we're in onto your personal year number. So let's talk about the 8 energy. 8 is the most powerful of all the numbers. And if it was possible to measure such things, I would suspect that 8 is more powerfully about power than any other number is powerfully about what it's powerful about. It really is strength and resilience and endurance and power on steroids. People who have this as a life path number are usually very strong people, or people who have a lot of 8s in their name or their date of birth usually have a lot of inner reserves. And so last month we were in a 7 month, which is extremely introspective. It is really a time for retreating from the physical world so that you create more space, more inner space, more mental and emotional space for your spiritual self. And so to encourage us to do that, our energy levels are often lower when there's a 7 energy, and our desire for socializing is often lower. We're just wanting to withdraw from the human experience in a way and more fully connect with our sacred self. And one of the ways that we do that is through connecting with the planet, grounding ourselves more fully into nature, experiencing time with trees or time with the ocean or with mountains or with rivers. So that connection with nature rather than connection with people, connection with nature and connection with our inner wise self or our higher self, our intuition, whatever you want to call it. So our tide can feel as though it's a bit out now to encourage us to not try and engage too much with the physical world. And in February, in this 8 months, the energy globally is, the tide is coming in and it's a very strong tide. And so our energy is very strong. Now I'm talking about, this is the overall energy that's impacting everyone. Then we'll have our own specific take on that energy, which I'll come to with the personal numbers in a minute. But the undercurrent at the moment, so globally we could see a bit of saber rattling, for example, or some strong words coming from leaders and people in places of authority. Drawing on it at an individual level, something that you might not have had the courage for until now, you're likely to feel the courage more freely available to you. The courage to change jobs or the courage to speak up to a domineering partner, the courage to try something new. It's a time when we can discover that we're much stronger than we had known, discover an inner strength that we didn't know we had, and the way that we find a strength that we didn't know we had is by being in situations where we need to reach for that strength. So if there are challenges that come our way this month, it's really important to, rather than being the victim of the challenge, see the possibilities inherent in the challenge, the opportunities to find strength that we didn't know we had. You know, we hear those stories of people lifting vehicles off their children, something that's seemingly impossible but needs must. It's also about money. So if there are any financial matters that you've been delaying, waiting for the right time or waiting for things to line up, it's extremely likely that that could happen now or in February, depending on what your personal number is too, of course. Also covers legal matters, so whether it's making wills or doing power of attorney or buying real estate or getting married, any sort of documentation like that, dealing with government agencies, this month favours that sort of thing. If you're like me, you need to be in a strong place to deal with paperwork. It's not my forte. real estate, so favours rental, purchasing properties, selling properties, that sort of thing too. But a real focus about it is about success. This is a number that's commonly a life path number for politicians or for CEOs of multinationals. The people who have that 8 life path are really comfortable dealing with bureaucracies, with corporations, with big business, big organisations. Can also on an individual level therefore favour setting up your own business or stepping into a more senior management role, because it is about organisations, it's about working with teams. But yes, as I was saying, a really key thing with it is about success. And thinking about for a moment, just what does success mean to you? Our cultural definition of success is often around how much money you have, how much status you have, the expertise you have, the qualifications. Just thinking for a moment, how would you want to experience success? What would it feel like for you if you were successful? Because our human self is concerned with the physical manifestation of success, having that senior role or having that responsibility or that control or power. But our soul is much more concerned with the qualities that we're developing inside ourselves, like qualities of empathy and courage and resilience and endurance and achievement, of satisfaction and fulfillment. So what would success feel like to you? How would you feel? Because if we focus on trying to have the thing or the person that we think we need to feel successful, we can be chasing that all our lives. But if we know the feeling that we're chasing, the feeling of success, it might be to feel secure and to feel safe, to feel confident in your abilities. It might be knowing that you have the courage and the resources to follow through on your intentions. Success might be knowing that you can trust yourself. How would you know that you were being successful? And what would that feel like? What emotions come up for you as a consequence of that sense of being successful? It might be feeling that you're living a meaningful life. It might be feeling you're making an important contribution. It might be knowing that you're helping other people, or that you have a role that is having something moving in positive directions in the world. And how would it feel? And let's do a little bit of clearing around this, clearing some of our barriers to believing it's possible for us to have that success. What maybe did you learn as a child about success? If you were one of the youngest siblings in a family, you might have seen your older siblings being able to do things that you couldn't do, and subconsciously interpreted that as meaning, I can't have what I want. I can't be what I want to be, or I can't do what I want to do. They're your brothers and sisters, and it's easy to compare ourselves with others and find ourselves wanting. Not as a child factoring the fact that you're younger, smaller, have less strength, physical strength than older people. So in that way, quite simply, can take on beliefs about being less than or not able. Or may have been in a family where there was a lot of emphasis on doing your best, and where it might have felt as though your best was never quite good enough. Always more being expected, so never quite succeeding. See if you can think of any ways as a child that you might have learnt to doubt your ability to succeed. And let's do a little bit of ask and receive clearing around this. Just repeating after me. Anywhere and everywhere that I have taken on the belief that I can't be what I want, do what I want, have what I want. I destroy and uncreate that belief now. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all 12, shorts, boys and beyonds, times, godzillions. It's a little bit of excess consciousness, and the gobbledygook that I was saying then is about breaking up the mental patterns, the wiring that took place when we were children, breaking up the imprinting that's taken place. And now some ask and receive. Just repeating after me inside your head or out loud. There's a part of my being that already knows how to heal and release, clear and dissolve this belief that I took on as a child that I can't. That I can't be what I want, that I can't do what I want, that I can't have what I want. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. And just stay with that energy for a couple of minutes. Just sensing or imagining that those old, old blockages are being lifted. Those old outmoded beliefs in I can't. February is such an energy, it's such a time for the energy of what if I can. Let's do another round. There's a part of my being that already knows how to heal and release, clear and dissolve this belief that I can't achieve or do what I set my mind to. what this belief represents, all of its roots, and its point of origin. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. And again, sensing or imagining those old patterns that might go all the way back to past lifetimes, being dissolved, broken up, melted away. Now, there are some very powerful emotions that can have locked those beliefs in place. So let's see if we can lift some of those emotions. There's a part of my being that already knows how to heal and release, clear and dissolve all frustration and anger around not having what I want. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. And you might like to imagine that any anger and frustration is literally draining out of your body down into the earth or floating up into the heavens or just dissolving away inside you. Now some more emotions. There's a part of my being that already knows how to heal and release, clear and dissolve all fears and doubts about having what I want from this lifetime and past lifetimes. About achieving and succeeding. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. one more set of emotions. There's a part of my being that already knows how to heal and release, clear and dissolve all and any disappointment and despair about having what I want, about achieving and succeeding. What these emotions represent, all of their roots and their point of entry. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. Okay, so what we've done is spent a little bit of time breaking up old patterns. Now we'll, having created the space for new patterns, new beliefs, now we'll spend a little bit of time inviting those in. There's a part of my being that already knows how I can experience the feelings of success and achievement. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. Just imagine that you can sense the energies of success and achievement, however they might make you feel, that you're being filled with that feeling right now. And let's invite another download. There's a part of my being that already knows how I can experience deep feelings of fulfillment and satisfaction. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. And And as you're inhaling, you might like to imagine that you're inhaling these qualities. Just ever so gently. And this time, just thinking about the actual feelings that you would have if you were successful, what that success would feel like. And let's ask to feel that now. There's a part of my being that already knows how I can feel those feelings of success right here and right now. And all that that brings me. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And given our most primitive brain is programmed with fears around survival, around having enough food in the olden days, and in other cultures now still, and protecting ourselves against predators, that suggests to me that feeling successful would be about feeling safe and secure instead of fearful and anxious about surviving. So let's ask for that. There's a part of my being that already knows how I can feel safe and secure in every part of my being. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body, and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. And take a breath. Just giving that a minute or two to integrate. Let's do just one last round. There's a part of my being that already knows that life always wants the best for me and the best for everyone. That life is benevolent and full of infinite potential for all. And that part of my being is willing to inform the rest of me now. It's doing so now with grace and ease. My heart, mind, body and spirit are receiving this information. Information transfer is now complete. Back in our primitive cave person days, there was a lot of danger. But for the wealthier countries in the world, we have a lot more safety now. And opening to the idea of life being kind and gentle and full of potential for us to be creative and make important contributions is a really good direction in which to rewire our brains. So if that bit of healing resonated for you, you might like to listen to it a couple of times, let it work with you a little bit more deeply. So let's go on now to the personal month readings. Just one more thing I want to say, because 8 energy is so much about power, we might also hear a lot of talk about renewable energy forms. You might find yourself thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle or getting solar cells or something like that. It's funny the way these things can, these energies can manifest in our lives. So if you're in a 6th personal year this year, which is calculated by adding the day and month of the year to this year number, 2022, which is 6, if you're in a 6th year, you're in an 8 month, which is what I've just been talking about. So those healings most directly apply to you, but that 8 energy is an undercurrent for everyone, as I said. If you're in a 7 year this year, you've been in that 8 month energy in January, and in February it's endings. 9 is the number of letting go. So if you haven't been doing that cleaning out of cupboards, really valuable time to do that. Also a really valuable time to let go of old resentments, old frustrations and disappointments, and to embrace forgiveness. And forgiveness is the pathway to compassion. When we don't forgive, we're the ones that are holding the anger or the hurt. It's our energy system. Much as our anger might be directed at someone else, we're the ones that are living with our anger. So a really valuable time to let go of what's uncomfortable for you, and you don't want to keep on carrying. I like to imagine that there's a cosmic vacuum cleaner hovering over us when we're in the 9 energy. It's a bit shaped a bit like a flying saucer or something, and it's just ready to absorb any time we're ready, willing to let go of old resentments or frustrations, hurts, disappointments, shames, guilts. It's time for it all to leave in that 9 month. And then come March, you will have created space for new beginnings and new directions. And if you're in an 8 year this year, it's a power year. This is the year to really discover the resilience and strengths that you have You're in a 1 month, so you're in that new beginnings, and quite possibly feeling on fire to set up a new business, to start writing a book, to start some course of study, to do something that's individual that is not necessarily going to meet with the approval of others. One is very much the energy of expressing your own inner truth, not reflecting someone's expectations of you. So in February, you might also, find yourself wanting to spend a bit more time alone. It's easier to get in touch with ourselves and who we are and our direction when we're by ourselves, rather than when we're rubbing shoulders with others. We can be influenced consciously or unconsciously away from our own truth. If you're in a 9 year this year, February is a 2 month, so 9 is a cleaning out. This is a really significant year, because next year you'll go into a 1 year and you'll start a whole 9 year cycle, a whole new 9 year cycle, which could be taking you in a completely different direction to these 9 years. So really important to do the mopping up operations this year and let go of what's no longer relevant for you. And in this 2 months, you're going to find that you're really motivated by wanting to have more of what brings peace and harmony in your life. You're going to be feeling quite fastidious about anything that's disruptive or chaotic or jarring or harsh. Not going to like any sort of energy like that. You also might be drawn to attention to details around matters that have been neglected. Be willing to sit down and go through the books and do the budget or whatever else might need attending. Choosing new service providers or just all that sort of detail-y stuff, especially around connection and cooperation too, has a real partnership energy, wanting to get on well in one-on-one situations with others. If you're in a 1 year this year, then February will be a 3 month for you, and that's about where the 2 months in January is more about consolidation and cooperation. The 3 is expanding out. Your world can get bigger. 3 is the number of play and fun and joy. It's a number for expansion, for self-improvement, taking an art course or a writing course or woodwork or crafts or something like that. Getting more in touch with who you are and wanting to express who you are out in the world through one of those modalities. So a very expansive energy where January might have been sort of keeping you in place a little bit. If you're in a 2 year this year, it's about partnership and cooperation, and February will be a 4 month. So it's solid foundations for the future. And it's knuckling down and doing the work. 4 is very much the number of getting practical, getting real, doing what it takes to create greater stability and security in your life. So very good work can be done in the 4 months. And but you won't necessarily reap the results of it until March. But 4 also governs self-discipline and commitment, so it's a really good month to embark on some sort of a daily practice. Having a committing to doing something every day for a month. Whether it's just, and keep it simple, because then you're more likely to do it, doing 5 sit-ups every day for a month, something like that, or walking for 5 minutes every day, or meditating for 5 minutes every day. And at the end of the month, you'll have built some confidence in yourself, in your ability to follow through on something you set your mind to. And that's very much that sort of discipline is what the four energy is about. It's also practical, so you might find yourself getting those household repairs done. If you're in a 3 year, you'll be in a 5 month. Everything's up for change in the 5. That gives us a real wanderlust, a real desire to travel, to meet new people, go to new places, try new things. So if you can do that safely with the way that COVID is, I'd really encourage that. Otherwise, you could do some sort of couch surfing, do some research on Google of different countries that you'd like to travel to one day, or you might like to look at learning a foreign language or something like that, because there's a real restlessness with that 5 energy and a desire to break free, and you'll go nutty if you don't find positive ways to express that. It also means your ability to communicate is really good. You might find that you're writing reports or assignments or something like that, and your ability will be there. And you can also have a bit more of a public persona when the 5 energies governing you. If you're in a 4 year this year, that's about focus is on work, and this month in February, the 6th energy is home and family and responsibility, which the 4 energy will already be directing you towards to a degree. It's likely that something will happen within your home or within your family or within your health, around your health, that will be directing you to take more responsibility, or look at if you're taking too much responsibility and not valuing yourself enough. So an opportunity to bring that into balance. I often find when the 6 energies governing me that all of a sudden I'm due for dentist appointments and the dog's due to go to the vet and then there's the accountant to see. So it's really that sort of self-care and, as I say, taking responsibility, being a grown-up. If you're in a 5 year, then that's a year of wanting adventure, and you might need to be creative to be able to pursue that. 5 is very much about wanting to break free, not wanting to be trapped in any way or have anyone telling you what to do. You'll be in a 7 month this month, so it's the going within. It's the 7 energy is always about deepening your connection with the divine or the universe, whatever you want to call it, deepening your connection with your wise inner self, with your spirituality, and gaining more insights around what your soul's wanting to learn this lifetime around. What are the next steps for your soul's growth? I believe that our soul chooses for us to be here so that we grow and expand and evolve through new experiences. If you're in a 5 year, you're in a year of lots of new experiences. So tuning in and seeing if you can get a bit of a sense of what are you, maybe your soul wanting you to learn from these experiences this year? What boundaries might it be wanting you to break through? Or new directions to discover? Doing some meditating or journaling around that could be really powerful. Okay, so that's the numbers that I've gone through there. You might be surprised at how you're automatically pivoting towards those energies, what those energies are about anyway. It's extraordinary how we do seem to naturally line up with them. And I find it really helpful when I'm trying to understand, always as experiences unfold, I'm continually asking, what am I meant to be learning from this? You know, what possibilities in this? What opportunities are in this? Especially if it's something I don't want to have happen. then okay, it is happening. No point in arguing with reality. That is a waste of time and energy. So what if I, A, the very first step is feel the emotions that this is bringing up. It might be bringing up anxiety or frustration or whatever. Feel those emotions, because we don't want to bury emotions, because they just pop back up again later and make mischief. So feel the emotions that come up. And then I like to start to look for what could be positive in this. Well, I'm in a situation that's usually scary for me, so here's an opportunity for me to clear some anxiety about being in this situation, so that next time I'm in this situation, I'll have more courage and strength. And more courage and strength when I'm in other similar situations as well. Everything that life brings to us is an opportunity for us to heal and to learn and to grow. And if we can look at it like that, rather than going into the woe is me, I don't want this to be happening, then we can navigate it with a great deal more ease and grace. So I wish you a powerful February, and we've got another two there. You know, we're in the second month in the year of 2022. This year is going to be so much. Two is such a sensitive number, such an opportunity for us to all become more sensitive to others, the wants and needs of others. It brings greater understanding, greater ability to see through others' eyes, and it also heightens our intuition. Our intuition requires us to be sensitive. It can heighten our emotional world, so learning to navigate our emotions, letting them move through us rather than burying them down, suppressing them, which means they just pop up another day when we're in a similar circumstance, they'll be triggered again. We're going to have four twos in February. So being kind and gentle with everyone you meet, and being kind and gentle with yourself. Wishing you all a happy February. Bye for now.